Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. Already having a good time with Peggy O'Callahan. She is with Newport 60 Plus Activity Center. You are the program director, the supervisor.
The technical term is a supervisor.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
You show up after me every so often, right? You rotate through on Newport Today, is that
yes,
your show?
Yes, that's another show that's put on that you can find out all the good city stuff that's happening.
Yeah,
and this way, it's twisted around today.
Well, and maybe we could take things in a little bit different direction from what you're used to. I just see your programming, and I go, this is incredible stuff. And I keep getting carded at JC Thriftway. So I know I am 10 years away from being able to tap into 60 Plus Activity Center, or 11 years, just to lay the ground rules here. Do you have to be 60 plus? I know that might seem like an obvious question to access those services.
You do have to be 60 okay. plus. We do run a few programs outside of that realm, like our How to Prevent Type 2, but that's an exception. But membership is for 60 plus.
Gotcha.
If you come in and try to get a membership, we'll say, I'm sorry.
They're going to card me.
You've got to wait 6 more months. And believe me, we do.
Before and you will look at my ID, huh?
Well, we now have a computer system, which is great. We've really upped our game. Yeah. So we're tied into the recreation center now. So it's a wonderful bonus for the 60 plus. It's really driven us higher and higher because now people can register online. It's great.
Yeah. Now, just put it into context for us. Most things happen at the location next to the rec center, but I also see in your notifications you're doing field trips, you're doing all kinds of things. So is that just the epicenter or the coordinating location?
It's kind of both. It is a coordination center. From time to time, we do have to hold things off-site. Sometimes we'll hold things at Samaritan Health Education Center, or we've had some programs that we have outgrown for periods of time that we held at the Elk. So we do have off-site things as well, but the epicenter is definitely at 20 Southeast 2nd Street.
I was looking through the Newport's website, and I came across, and I'm going to reach over and grab this, the survey that you had done. And I appreciate that you're doing this to get an inventory of what folks want to do. And I'm looking at these 258 responses for activities anyways that people mentioned. I imagine this is part of the way you shape your programming.
It comes from so many different places. Mm. Number one, I'm over 60. What do I want to do?
Yeah.
What would I like to do? What would be fun for me? Number two, what are some of the national trends? What are people doing? What's new and exciting? Number three, talking with people like, why don't you have this? Or, I really wish you could do this. So, you build it. And I build it through my volunteerism. I have a great, great bucket of volunteers that I can draw on. And they are solid, committed, trained, and willing. They're just wonderful.
We are talking to Peggy O'Callahan. She is the supervisor for Newport 60 Plus Activity Center. We're going to take our first break. Come back and learn more from her on County Connections. Stay with us. And we are back on Lincoln County Connections talking to Peggy O'Callahan. And she is the supervisor for the 60 Plus Activity Center. And before we went to break, we talked about, where you can find the Activity Center, which is located next to the Newport Recreation Center, kind of integrated. I imagine that gives you full access to the rec center, too.
Newport Park and Recreation Department. So we are part of the department.
Well, that's great. That pool is awesome. And the facility is really, really nice. I attended an event where we rented space. I think we rented space from the Activity Center.
The rooms that we have are for rent.
Okay.
And we have you're welcome to come take a look at some of the rooms, and they should be online. But we have a multi-purpose room, which is used for Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's used for Meals on Wheels, of which we are the Meals on Wheels program that's housed there. They cook for the entire county, which means about, 40 to 50,000 meals a year go out of there. It's a lot of meals.
Part of these volunteers who take really ownership of a lot of what you do being a huge thing. By the way, how did you find yourself in this particular role? I mean, any pathway that led you to what you do now?
Not particularly. I started with the Newport Park and Recreation Department when they opened back in 2001.
Yeah.
And so I worked with Steve Dickinson and Stephanie Gatchell, who was the...
oh my gosh, I forgot about her.
Yeah, and she was the superintendent at the time. So we partnered on a couple of things, and I worked the front desk. And then the job position became available at the... Then it was the Newport Senior Activity Center.
Yeah, interesting. I'm kind of having fireworks of when the whole recreation center was built.
Oh, it's a beautiful... Right? I mean, we are so fortunate, right, to live in this place, and now the pool is right by it. It's like the city campus feel. I mean, you've got the administration offices. You've got this beautiful park and recreation facility. You've got the Newport 60 Plus Center. It's like it's a nice little corner of the world there.
Well, you asked me a good question, and I didn't have the answer, but you did.
What was that?
When you said what percentage of Lincoln County residents are 60 plus.
Oh, yeah.
And you know that that's roughly 30%?
Roughly 30%, and I think it's growing because we get so many visitors, Casey, that come up and they say, we thought that was drive the Oregon coast, we're retired, we're seeing what we want, and we really like Newport. It's like, what's not to like? It's beautiful.
Yeah.
So we get a lot of retirees, a lot from California who sell their homes and move up.
And they take a look at this kind of programming. They look at some of the things offered, say, if you're in Newport, what you guys are doing. And I'm just looking at some of the things that you've got coming up. Talk about the pajama party.
What? The pajama party?
What is happening here?
So this is like a quirky like first. We're not sure
how.
I don't know about it. Some of these things are just like these ideas come up.
I'm looking forward to this.
And staff comes up with these ideas, and it's like, okay, all right, let's do this then. So we are going to have a little pajama party, and there'll be little. Remember back in grade school?
Yeah. I got one.
Yeah. The teacher would say.
He left in his pajamas the other day. I'm thinking, man, he's got it good. So I like this idea.
Yeah. So it's a pajama party. It's going to be Thursday, January 23rd from 1 to 3. And
it's just having fun.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Food and fun. Frolicking.
Do we forget how to have fun?
We don't forget how to have fun at the Newport 60 Plus Center. We really don't. And that's the beauty of it. I mean, it's like... This whole community is there. Mm. They're all very supportive of each other. Strangers come in and they don't leave as a stranger. They leave as a friend. So
your senior fitness test manual. Searching in Google. I just did a basic search this morning before we met, Peggy, about things important to seniors. That's what I put into Google. You know, a lot of things were mentioned, I don't think I was surprised, aren't always easy to engage in without coordinated activity. And I think fitness is one of those things. You know, it's just fun to do with other people. So that sounds like a part of your programming.
It's a big part of our programming is health and wellness. When we had that remodel back in 2010 that afforded us that studio, we were really able to offer those programs. And I really am heavily into what they call the evidence-based programming, which means that it's been proven to work. It comes out of Stanford or different places that has registered it. So these programs have usually an educational component and a physical component and also a social component. So people are able to talk about some of their challenges that they face in their life, and they're able to bond with other people who might have those challenges. And it just really creates a community within this evidence-based program. We have some of those are the Matter of Balance program, which is out of Oregon OHSU. Tai Chi, Moving for Better Balance, out of the Oregon Health Authority. How to Prevent Type 2 Diabetes, and probably about four or five more evidence-based programs. So that's my big push because, you know, if we live in a county that has healthy seniors, it's going to be better for everybody.
Yeah.
So I do really push that.
Awesome.
Yeah, and all of our volunteers who teach have been trained, so they do a really good job disseminating all those classes. Like we have the Silver Sneakers classes, we have yoga classes, functional
silver
fitness.
Silver Sneakers, like flashy sneakers?
There goes Casey. Yeah, I can just see his vision right now. Yeah. All these, you know, 60-plusers in these silver sneakers.
It's because of the jacket I'm wearing, right?
It's a program that was designed by different companies, and it is approved through the insurance company. So if you are a Silver Sneakers member, you can attend and get recreation passes for free. Wow. So it's, yeah, the big thing now is these insurance companies are understanding that it's really important to keep seniors healthy.
I mean, the outcomes are much better if we are regularly active.
Absolutely.
And that's evident from, I think, what you guys are doing there. Peggy O'Callahan, the Newport 60 Plus activity. We'll be back with her in just a moment. Stay with us. It's every Thursday here at Yaquina Bay Communications. We get to talk to people like Peggy O'Callahan. And she is the supervisor at the activity 60 Plus Activity Center. And Peggy, we've been learning a lot from you. And I really did. I want to see, what can I learn from Peggy O'Callahan? What kind of lessons, you know, can the county learn? And, you know, what is typically our audience? And I mean, I think you really do recognize that 60 plus is a big piece of the community. I mean, we're talking 30%. And if we are having the kind of vitality for this age group in our community, things are going to be a lot better. I have my challenges with my Sour Patch Kids at work in the afternoons. We've got a diabetes program coming up, bringing in solid information.
Yeah, this diabetes program approved by CDC, so we have CDC recognition to deliver this program. I have a great facilitator. This is a year-long program, so it's a lifestyle change program.
Wonderful.
It is. It is really wonderful. People come in with these numbers. I don't understand very much about diabetes, but people come in with I guess it's this huge epidemic, and people come in with these numbers, and they go through this program, and their health changes dramatically, and they change their life. So how can you go wrong with that?
I appreciate it so much. My wife and I, you know, we went through something like this with her father. And just the knowledge wasn't there, the nutritional knowledge. Interesting, Peggy, he said to me over Christmas, he feels so much better. He feels better than he said ever in his life. And part of it was just getting that core knowledge of what he should be eating.
Yeah, the food that people produce is not typically the food that's healthy for you. Yeah. So you really have to learn what it is that you eat or what's available to eat and make those really wise choices, because it's so easy just to say, oh, here, I think I'll have that.
It is. No, it happens to us too. You know, in our office, things roll in and, you know, everyone brings in a little treat, but then, well, that's the thing. Everybody brings them in.
I know. And I'll tell you, at the 60 plus, it's terrible. It's terrible around Christmas, the holiday. Here, honey, have some of this. Oh, it's this hard. Is so, yeah, look at me.
I don't know, you got a lot of pep. Well, something else happening, you know, we're going to close out pretty soon, Peggy, but are there any asks or other important things that, you know, I know you got so much and we're just scratching the surface here, but anything on the top of your mind?
Well, I would really like to invite the community in. If you haven't been in the center, please come in. Just take a look around. Yeah. Even if it's not for you, it might be for somebody you might know. I mean, we get a lot of children who come in with their older parents, and the children actually are the ones that stay and hang out because they like the programming. And there's so many different components of the Newport 60 Plus Activity Center. You can find something for a 60-year-old. You can find something for, you know, an over 80, 90-year-old. So it's got the really broad spectrum. And we would love to have you in our community. And if you have any ideas about volunteering for a program or activity, or if you think that you could provide us with some kind of educational program to share, we would love to hear from you. So please give me a call. I'll give you my direct number, which is 541-574-5459. So we really want to encourage everybody to come in, look at the center, and then go across the street. And if you haven't been in the recreation center before, that new pool is just stupendous. We're just right there. So, and we're located at 20 Southeast 2nd Street in that complex.
You know, I received the subscription to Joanne Savar's newsletter, and that's where I get queued up on a lot of what you have going on. And it's just like all the time. But do we drive them into any particular section on the website? I mean, I did see your section on the website, but what's the best way to see like the agenda of activities that's happening for you guys?
Well, we have a lot of different venues to do that. One of them is the website. We put out a monthly activity calendar, so we can do that at a glance. We have an activity guide that's published by the city, which includes the pool, the recreation center, and the Newport 60 Plus Center. Mm. That's another great way to see what's going on. And the best way is just to come in and visit us, too. But you can register for things online and call us anytime. We are available to answer any of your questions.
Well, you know, and not everybody's hip on the internet stuff.
Yeah, some people do. Some people don't, but most of the retirees now do. But if not, then there's a simple phone call, and we're really like a resource center. I mean, people call us with all sorts of different questions. I mean, we refer out like crazy. I mean, we talk to people about SHIBA, that's a Senior Health Insurance Benefits Assistance Program. Cute. We talk to people about, you know, how do I sign up for Medicare? How do I do this? How do I do that? So feel free to call us because we will guide you. And that's what, you know, my staff helps with and the volunteers help with. We're pretty much open Monday through Saturday. You can call us anytime. And the staff has been trained in what they don't know. They can hop online and try to navigate for people. And we really have navigated for people. There's been some challenges, but we help them through those.
Excellent, excellent. So if you have been listening to us, you can find more about the 60 Plus Activity Center online. I've signed up for Joanne's newsletter. I love that. That always tells me what's happening with the 60 Plus Center. Are you doing the county senior fair again this year?
The county senior fair that is at the fairgrounds. Is over July 4th weekend. Okay. So I'm not sure if we have yet, but okay. I think that's when it's going to be.
All right.
And then there's another health fair coming up that Samaritan is doing. So take a look out in the community because those health fairs are an important way to get information.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Peggy O'Callahan. A pleasure to have you on the program today.
Thank you, Casey.
All right. We hopefully will talk to her soon, and we'll see you next week on Connection.